Greetings, my fellow anarchist. It is I, the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. I have returned, Anarchy Moment podcast. First one in 2 weeks after being out of state working. So I'm catching up. I'm here at the home office working on photography, getting caught up. And one of the things I love about doing photography is I can listen to podcasts while I'm doing it. So I'm catching up on some Stefan Molyneux videos. And I'm listening to this one where he is debating with... Oh, who is he debating with? Like some kind of skeptical anarchist people. And like I really admire Stefan Molyneux in a lot of ways because his ability to attempt communicating with people who are clearly just so stupid is something that I don't have that. I don't have the patience he has to deal with people who are just clearly stupid and evil. And this is another big libertarian debate, and I've talked about this before, and I don't want to talk about it a lot now. But, you know, there's always, it's the question, but I have been thinking about this a lot lately as I'm getting ready to do some Stating the Obvious podcasting and get all that done. You know, how do you distinguish between people who simply... How do you distinguish between people who might be anarcho-capitalist and don't know it and the truly stupid people who will never be anarcho-capitalist, who will never be anything other than statist, who will just never fucking get it? So yeah, I've been listening to over an hour of Stefan attempting to have a discussion with these people and just shaking my head. And then I've got another one I'm going to listen to where he debates with the people at Storm Clouds Gathering or Storm Clouds Rising. Something that's a 2-hour one, so I've been putting that one off. And then, of course, there's the Stefan Molyneux I listened to a while back where he debated somebody. I can't remember now, but I made commentary about it. But the person he was debating was just clearly so mind-blowingly stupid that the fact that Stefan hung on through the debate. And it was perhaps the best debate I've heard Stefan in, because it was a legit controlled debate where people responded and Stefan made points and yada yada yada, and it just had absolutely some of the finest logic in it that I've ever heard. It was truly great. It was like top 10 Stefan Molyneux moments. So anyhow, all that's a long way of getting around to just what I wanted to rant about with this episode of Anarchy Moment. Is trying how you can't communicate with a statist because their brains are so fried by the state and they're so into the Matrix, because we've got to have a Matrix reference, of course. So anyhow, let me just play this, and we're going to cut in the middle of something and kind of ignore that, and then we're going to get to the question in the comments, and then I'm going to come in. But I mean, just listen to what Stefan Molyneux is dealing with here. And then you'll hear my response, which is going to be a lot less nicer. By the way, the host on this thing that Stefan is debating with, he's almost as good as I am at ranting and screaming out the word fuck, which when I do it, it's obviously talent, right? Because it's me. But when other people's entire argument, I mean, his entire argument for some parts just consists of, I don't fucking understand how you fucking libertarians can fucking think that if there's no fucking government, then people wouldn't all fucking go out and just fucking kill each other. To which I've now coined the response, and I've used this over and over, and we'll use it more in the future. And it's true. I mean, I use this as a response because it's true. When you say to me, I don't understand how freedom would work. You know, I don't understand who would build roads if the government doesn't do it. I don't understand, you know, yada, yada. What you need to understand as a statist, who can't understand how these things won't happen, is that just because you don't understand it, doesn't mean it will not happen. Okay? Before they freed the slaves in the South, nobody understood how the cotton would get picked. Yet the cotton got picked. Okay, before humans understood how the planets revolved around the sun, the planets still fucking revolved around the sun. Before anybody understood quantum physics, and actually probably nobody understands quantum physics yet because it's still developing, but right now we don't really understand quantum physics. Quantum physics still fucking happens. Okay? Your lack of understanding, your inability to comprehend how the roads would get built if there was no government shooting depleted uranium shells at people in Afghanistan doesn't mean that the roads won't get built if the government's not murdering people. It just means that you, the statist, have a very limited imagination, you have limited intelligence, you have limited exposure to the world, you have limited ability to understand things or to think about things beyond what you've been given, what you've been told it's okay for you to think and understand and believe by the state, okay? Your inability to understand is a limitation only on you. It's not a limitation on everybody else, and it's not a limitation on the cosmos. It's your limitation, right? So when you don't understand how the roads would be built, that doesn't mean the roads won't get built. When you don't understand who's going to provide health care, it doesn't mean there won't be health care. It just means you're really fucking dumb. Okay, and you can stop being dumb anytime you want. This is the thing, but you can't call people dumb. Well, no, I can. Right? It's like you shouldn't make fun of people, for example, for being black, because a black person can't help being black. You shouldn't make fun of retarded people for being, and I'm talking about real retarded people, not willfully retarded people like liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans and statists. I'm talking about actual mentally retarded people who have, you know, brain chemistry imbalances. You shouldn't make fun of them because they can't help that. Apparently I can't talk right now. Okay, but people who are stupid, people who say things like, well, who would build the roads? You can help that. Stefan Molyneux has thousands of videos and podcasts. He's written books. And he's not the only one, but he's a great place to start. If you can't fucking figure out who would build the roads, you can change that. You can go and look at his material and you can fucking learn. So when you say to me, well, who would build the roads? And I make fun of you for being stupid. You're stupid because you want to be stupid. The opportunities for you to educate yourself about who would build the fucking roads, they're all over the goddamn place. There's this thing, you may have heard of it. It's called the internet. There's more on the internet than pornography and cat pictures. You can learn about who would build the fucking roads. But you choose not to learn. Because it's not just that you're stupid, it's that you are willfully and deliberately stupid. And that's why I hate you. Now, 9 minutes into the podcast, let's get to what was supposed to be the point of the podcast. I'm going to move the microphone, you may hear noise, sorry about that. I'm going to play this and then I'm going to respond. So here is Stefan Molyneux. He's going to be talking when it starts, and then this idiot is going to make one of these stupid statements that you statists, this is another one, this is right up there with who would build the roads. Okay, I love this. Here we go. Clump as I slam the microphone around.
Government spends more than 50 cents on the dollar in the healthcare. It controls the supply of doctors. It controls licensure. It bans people from coming into the industry. And this is why prices are going up so high. I mean, communism didn't work for producing bread. How on earth do we think crony capitalism is going to work to produce high-tech medical solutions. It's just like the more complex things are, the less you need guns waving around to get things done.
That's what makes this discussion so difficult, because we don't disagree on so much of what's wrong. I mean, we really do meet right there at the same place.
Most of
the solution.
And we want the same things.
We do.
We want clean air. We want clean water. We want health care for people. We want great education.
Hookers.
We definitely want all the same things. Yeah.
I actually do have an argument in favor of government money, and it's the one Neil deGrasse Tyson always is a fan of presenting, which is that, you know, without government money, there would have never been NASA, because there's no return on that. There's no return on sending a rocket into space. There's just not. But we see the economic ripple effect. We see how much money came from the scientists.
How much technology came.
How much technology.
Massive amount.
And so that would be more.
Yeah, well,
you know, Stefan?
And there it is. Okay, there it is. There, and then Stefan rips them a new asshole. But, I mean, and sorry, I cut in a little early. First of all, Neil deGrasse Tyson can suck my fucking cock. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a statist piece of shit, and let's be honest, he's a fucking token, okay? He is where he is because he's black. Fucking affirmative action, you know, it's like the government, oh, we need a black scientist, and we need him to be our spokesperson for statism. That offends you, well, fucking deal with it. It's the truth. The truth hurts. That's how you know it's true. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a fucking moron. But idiot statists always come up with their shit. Well, but if it wasn't for, I mean, not, and the beauty, they always say, oh, but NASA, and we got all these returns, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, we got Tang. That's what, that's the joke Stefan made. Right, but there's no value in sending a rocket into space. Nobody would do that. How in fuck's name can you fucking statist be this out of touch with reality? There's no market incentive to send a rocket into space? I mean, do you really fucking believe this shit? There are people who will spend millions of dollars to get their bodies in space. There is all sorts of manufacturing possibilities and mining possibilities for getting into space. The idea that there is no market incentive, and so without NASA, nobody ever would have gone into space. I mean, that's the kind of thing, when you are confronted with somebody who says something like that, who makes the statement, I mean, again, the part about, oh, look at all the technology we got from NASA. What did NASA get us? The space shuttle? And that piece of shit was obsolete the day it launched. I mean, NASA got to the moon, seven times? Brought back some rocks. I mean, there's no moon base. The International Space Station is a fucking joke. I mean, there's no giant, you know, well, we got computers and calculators, right? Because nobody would have ever, first of all, computers and calculators didn't come from the space program. Computers, calculators existed far before that. Enigma utilized, you know, back in World War II, the Enigma machine, all the stuff to break it, yada, yada, yada. Computers and calculators would have showed up eventually anyway. All right, market incentive to get into space. Again, that was the kicker, because you hear the NASA, blah, 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 blah. We got Tang and calculators. I mean, you hear that all the time. But to actually, to be so stupid as to make the statement that there's no market value in sending a rocket into space. I mean, you have to be completely stupid to believe that. And then, of course, all of this goes on to say, oh, but yeah, but the government does all these bad things. But oh, look at the great things we got from NASA. Well, I mean, look at the Nazis. Look at the great things we got from the Nazi experiments on Jews in the concentration camps. Not a lot of people know this. Much, and by much, I mean pretty much most of the information we have about treating people with, altitude sickness was gleaned from experiments the Nazi scientists and doctors did on Jews. They put them in altitude chambers and took them up and brought them down and did all this other stuff. There is a shit ton of medical research data available about altitude sickness. because of, you know, what the Nazi scientists did to the Jews. And without that, you know, without that, well, we wouldn't have all that information. So isn't it a good thing? Well, no, it's not, because the non-aggression principle was violated in the process of getting that information. It's the same thing with NASA. Oh, but we sent men to the moon. Yeah, and then we went on and made the space shuttle, which was a fucking joke. All right, but sending those men to the moon, being done by NASA, involved the violation of the non-aggression principle. People pay taxes. You didn't pay your taxes, we'll put you in jail. You don't like it in jail, too bad. Okay? And so when a statist says something like this, you know, well, no, you don't know. That's why I'm telling you. When a statist says something like, well, look, we had NASA and look at all we got from it, and there's no reason, there'd be no free market reason to send a rocket into space if NASA hadn't. Well, if there was no free market reason to do it, then there's probably no reason to do it. If there's a reason to do something, then there's probably somebody willing to pay you to do it or to just do it themselves. It's simply absurd. And how Stefan Molyneux can deal with people this stupid and just and not reach through the internet and fucking choke them to death and kill them, I do not know. This is one reason why I do not ever in any circumstances have other people on this show or interview other people or talk to other people or debate with other people, because when you, there's just, I could not keep my cool. If some fucking moron said to me that question, that statement, like face to face, I would have to leave the room in order to avoid violating the non-aggression principle.